Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
You know what? Even before we get to team updates, probably should have did this last week. Just wanted to wish Happy Mother's Day, Happy belated Mother's Day to all and any of the mothers that are listeners of the show. So Happy Mother's Day. And just from a team update, you know, just an exciting time over the weekend. You know, we had 14 young men graduate from Hamlin. So it was bittersweet to see them go. But excited for them to start their new journey. Obviously, the real game of life starts now for those guys, man. So excited about that, and just getting into the midst of summertime, and our guys are scattered across the country, and most of them will be getting back here right after July 4th. So,
well, let's jump into fan questions. We'll start with Denny. He would like to know if you would mind sharing some of your thoughts on seniors as they are heading out into the real world.
Some thoughts. I mean, here's the reality of it is, you know, and I was going to actually talk about this at the end of, you know, words of wisdom, but, you know, just they're going to have to work hard. You know, nobody's going to give them anything. It's going to come down to, you know, life. I'm a big believer. Life's about timing, you know, so you got to always, you know, you got to always stay ready. You know, you should never be getting ready. You should always stay ready because you never know when your opportunity is going to come. And, you know, it's going to be a learning curve. You can't get frustrated. It always takes about a good solid year for you to do a job. Like if you take a job tomorrow, it's going to be so many things getting thrown at you that you have to wait a whole year to like, okay, I get it now. I understand the whole cycle of what this is about. So those are some nuggets for those guys, those 14 seniors leaving. So
Johnny would like to know, what do you always feel is the biggest game of the year for the Pipers?
Ooh, wow. I know where this one is going, but, you know, they're all important. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not trying to say that one game we don't care about less or more than the other. But I would say from a tradition standpoint, with me being ingrained in the culture here at Hamlin for the last 10 years and just learning the history of the place and the bond that I have with alums, you know, I know they really and every game is different for different reasons, right? But there's a big alum group, man, at that McAllister game is super big for you know, for a lot of different reasons. So I'd say Hamlin McAllister is a big one, but I want to make sure that I don't get quoted wrong. They're all important. All 10 of them are precious, and we want to win all 10 of them. So in my mind, none of them are more important, but I know for the alums that the bucket game is a big one that they always are reaching back out to me about and asking about, and, you know, just really, they really enjoy that one. So
I know the reality for Coach Taylor is the biggest game of the year is the one that's not coming up next Saturday.
Exactly. It's the next one.
Next up is Helen. She would like to know, who do you see as the leaders of this team next season beyond those who are leaders simply for being seniors?
Question. Well, I can tell you this. You know, we did something which I haven't done ever in the offseason, which I'm really excited about to see how this thing kind of takes flight with leadership. Leadership group, I would say, and not in any particular order, but, you know, Noah Hickman has been doing a good job. Caleb Leaders has been doing a great job. Charlie Wilson brings a different perspective to our leadership group. Alejandro Villanueva has done a good job. We have a couple young guys in there, Dom Sandoval, Croy Zacharias, Charlie Brovelite. Those three guys did a good job. Zach Griebel did a good job. Even Javon Jones brought a different perspective in there. So those are some names. Those are some names I would say, you know, guys that are, you know, kind of stepping themselves up as leaders. So.
Ray would like to know, he says, Coach, you were saying that some of the football players participate in track and baseball. Do you know how well any of them were doing?
I know Reese Thomas. Reese Thomas and Cooper and David Cooper were part of some sprint teams. I think they were doing pretty good. I know Troy Spellman, Alec Ralph, and Noah Bro were both with baseball. And I think they represent themselves pretty well. So I'd say those are some names that kind of pop out. It's good for them to have a, you know, those guys are two-sporters, and they're able to do that and have a good experience at Hamlin doing that. So.
Ricky says, after all this drama is over, Jordan Love is now finally the quarterback in Green Bay. What kind of season do you expect out of him this year?
I don't know. It's going to be, you know, it'll be a little bit of a learning curve. I think when especially that we've talked about that position on this show before. I mean, that is the toughest position in football. So he'll have a learning curve, but he's had a great mentor, somebody to sit behind and watch for, I think, 3 or 4 years. So it'll be interesting to see how the young man represents himself when they throw him the keys, because I'm pretty sure he's obviously gonna have to earn it, but he's in the driver's seat to win that job, and you know, it's gonna be some bumps and bruises along the way, but that's part of football, and that's part of life. So he'll be fine though.
A very disheartened Andre returns to the show. Says very disappointed in our Sixers coach.
Oh,
so I am already back on football. I have not seen any moves by the other teams in the NFC East that have impressed me so far. So I'm feeling like it looks good for the Eagles again next year. How do you feel about it?
Well, Dre, I say that to say this. Tough for the Sixers. I mean, calling for them, Tatum scoring 49 points ain't going to help us, man. So we just didn't play well yesterday. Our stars didn't play well, and unfortunately, that's the way it goes sometimes. I wish we could have got over that hump and been in the conference finals, but you know, it's not the case. As far as the Eagles, it'd be good to see how Coach Sirianni does in year three with this program, and we'll see, man. I haven't followed much, but if you say the league hasn't changed much, I like what we did defensively in the draft, and Jalen Hurts graduated from Oklahoma and got a big payday. So, I mean, I feel like we got the quarterback situation figured out. And I love the addition of the running back, who is a Philly kid, Swift. Love him. He came from Detroit. So we'll see. I'm excited to see how the defense comes together. I'm really excited to see how the defense comes together. And then, obviously, if we can keep clicking on offense, I mean, let's go. So
Chandler would like to know, now that your beloved 76ers are out of the playoffs, who do you think wins the NBA title?
Well, now that I don't have a horse in the race, I'll tell you this. I've been kind of playing this out. Miami Heat versus L.A., that would be very interesting because LeBron used to play in Miami, and Jimmy Butler's trying to get a championship. Very interested in the Lakers and the Boston Celtics. Like, those are two blue blood programs in the NBA that was like Kareem and Magic and Bird. That's that era. So it could be a lot. It could be super, super cool to see those kind of matchups, and then we'll see what happens with Denver. So I'll say this: I know I'm kind of dancing around the question. It's hard to go against. I think it's just so hard to go against LeBron James right now. But the Joker is really good at Denver. Miami's got a star, right? And then the Lakers got. And the Celtics has a star. So it's going to be tough. But I'll say, I think the Lakers are going to pull it out. I think the Lakers.
Our buddy Tyler returns says, I don't know if you watched the race last weekend, Coach, but that was an exciting win for William Byron at Darlington.
Mm-hmm.
Byron looked very good in March, but has struggled in recent races. Do you see this now a catalyst that spurs him to winning the Cup?
I don't know, man. The Chevys, I know I talked about the Chevys, that Hendricks early on, Hendricks got an early win with Kyle Busch. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited to see how things shape up with the middle of the summer coming. I can kind of pay attention a little bit more because we're out of spring ball and got a little bit of time to catch our breath. I know Darlington happened this weekend. Wasn't able to catch much of that race, but looking forward to the next one. But the 24 car looked really, really strong. And I know that their race setup and their package, what they're able to do over there with Hendricks is really good. So it'll be interesting to see if somebody can win the championship out of that garage.
Phil would like to know, do you have a handicap when you play golf?
My handicap. So I'll say this. I'm playing today at 3:00. So I'm playing one of our vice presidents today. So I'm excited to get out and go chase the little white ball around. But I'd say if we're, and I only play nine. I'd say if it's 36, I'm always shooting about. I'm probably about double bogey golfer. So I'm shooting in the high 40s. Low 50s if on a good. I'm lying. I'm shooting in the low 50s. That's what it is. I'm low 50s when we play on the 36 par. So,
well, that's pretty good. Darren has two questions for you. The first is he'd like to know is, do you ever get worried about burning out as a coach, and what do you do to prevent that?
I don't worry about it because it's a passion for us. I'm the one to talk about myself, but for guys on the staff, we enjoy what we do. We're fortunate to have an athletic director who understands what burnout looks like. So, there's some times where he'll kick us out of the office. Like today, he said, it's a nice day, get in early, leave early. You know, so I got a 3 o'clock tea time. So you got to be really, especially now for us, right? In May, June, and July, you know, because there's so many camps and recruiting, you can get burned out, but you have to take a little bit of time for yourself. So no, yeah, no, it can happen, but we try to create a culture and an environment where you give your coaches, you know, get some time for themselves and they can just, you know, unplug. So
he'd also like to know, he says, one of the things I think that is interesting about coaching is that you are constantly around players, coaches, and fans, but I wonder if it is a lonely profession because you are the guy who is making all the final decisions. Is that a fair conclusion?
Oh, man, there's no worse feeling than being out there on a Saturday and things aren't going your way on the scoreboard, and, you know, you just feel like you got the weight of the world on you, man, because you're right. You know, as a head coach, you know, you are making – you know, all the decisions go through you. So it can be a little bit lonely. It can be lonely, but that's part of the job, right? That's part of leadership, you know? So, hey, I look at it as, you know, I embrace it. Got to get yourself ready for it. Got to prepare our kids better this year so the scoreboard will look the way we want it to look at the end, and we'll go from there. But, yeah, it can be lonely, but it's a part of the job, so.
Amy would like to know, has anyone ever tricked you into believing something that was so absurd that you found – when you found out it wasn't true, you couldn't believe you had believed it?
Oh, Amy, that's a great question. No, I don't think nothing that pops off to the top of my head that I can sit here and point a finger and say, yep, that happened, and I didn't believe it or whatever. So
now I know that you gave us a little bit already, but do you have any other words of wisdom for us for this week?
Yeah, no, something I shared with, and it kind of goes back to the first question, you know, something I shared. What, you know, I've always shared it with the guys, and even as a young coach, you know, it was always, for me, I used to always say, man, it's all about who you know. It's all about who you know. Well, as I got older, you know, I started realizing it's not so much about who you know, it's about who really knows you. You know, so I told those guys that, man, it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you, who can put a stamp on you because of your work ethic, your knowledge of your craft, who really knows you, and that's what it really comes down to. Those are the words of wisdom.
That's fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.